Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, let's drop the puck. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer in the 630 Chad Studios. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by World of Spas. Brendan Escott is with us. He will navigate you through the final hour of the show. Our technical producer today is Kellen Kennedy. Lots to get to. Elliot Friedman will be making an appearance today at 5:35. Rob Brown from the Oilers Radio Network at 6:05. John Shannon, our NHL insider, Reed Wilkins, will swing by as well. The Edmonton Oilers coming off of a 4-3 thrilling overtime victory with some debatable calls during the course of last night's game. And some unfortunate news, but hopefully turns out to be good news. Today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Oilers get the win. Chris Knobloch, since taking over on November the 13th, has the best record in the National Hockey League. We tweeted it out earlier today in a massive game tomorrow night against the LA Kings. It's going to be awesome. Meanwhile, former Edmonton Oiler Ethan Bear, currently with the Washington Capitals, the National Hockey League Players Association and the NHL announced today that Ethan Bear will be unavailable to his club for an indefinite period. He'll receive care from the Player Assistance Program of the NHLPA and the NHL. Under the terms of this joint program, he will return to the club when he's cleared for on-ice competition by the program administrators. Look, man, you get to a certain point in your life where you have nothing but empathy for people going through difficult situations. Often what happens, especially today, and maybe to a large extent, it's a little bit because of how social media works, we tend to accentuate the negative. And I think we've all probably known people, lost people that have had some challenges in their life. One of the best players for me growing up of my age group in the south side of Edmonton passed away a number of years ago from a substance abuse issue. And so I'm cheering for Ethan. I hope he gets it turned around. There's a player there. He's had a battle. He's overcome some injuries along the way. He's been a strong role model for his community as well. And I think we should all support him. And that's just the way that should be. And again, you never know what people are going through. So remember that when maybe you're passing pretty stringent and strong judgment. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss out on the $100,000 birthday vault with monthly golden ticket draws. See guest services for details. Must be 18+. We will tell you that you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. For more information, we're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott's a big part of the show again. He'll have the back hour of the show at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We will bring him in after we do the audio vault for today's show. Let's get right to it. Edmonton with a huge win last night in Winnipeg. We go to the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now audio vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Last game of the road trip. Oilers take on the Jets. Perry now into the Jets end on the right wing. Goes to the right wing corner. Taken out by Stanley. McLeod. Left.
Perry's going to fight him.
Here we go. Perry and Stanley. They got the gloves off. Stanley trying to hold Perry out. Stanley a couple of rights. They go right over the top. Perry looking to get a right free if he can. Perry is loading up a right, and he lands one right on the button. They're in behind the Jets' net. Stanley gets a right free, throws a few, hits the helmet, and down to the ice they go. It's into the Edmonton end on the left wing. Towards the net, the save. Rebound scores. Skinner made the original stop. And that puck comes comes across, and there was Mason Appleton to put it in past Skinner. It's 1-0 Winnipeg. Right wing at center to Perry. He'll take a hit, goes right into the Jets bench. Crowd reacts to that. And
go.
Now, oh, Nurse got the gloves off with Brendan Dillon. Dillon threw a couple of rights. Nurse able to hold him out. Nurse holding him with the left and giving him a couple of
Dillon's,
jabs.
Dillon's
with the
got
left.
The clamp on him right now.
Yep. Tries to throw a right, does Dillon. Now Nurse with one. Nurse giving him a few more left jabs as he holds the jersey. Nurse will spin him around and down to the ice they go. McDavid at center. Comes into the Jet zone down the right wing. He'll leave the puck to Fogle. Now to Draisaitl, scores! Leon Draisaitl goes upstairs. Tied at one. Ekholm, he'll bring it in to Brown. Shoots. Scores! Connor Brown roofs it on the glove side. And the Oilers have a 2-1 lead.
Ryan with a bit of a screen. That was a snipe. That's the best goal Brown scored this year. Ekholm with a tremendous pass.
A little move to get by Dillon. His pass in front of the net. Scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins went hard to the far post, and Edmonton has a 3-1 lead. Scheifele left point. Over to Pionk. Shoots. Scores! We'll make that Brendan Dillon let that shot go. Steelers will shoot, scores. That hits something in front of the net. And the game's tied at 3.
You can't back off there.
We're in overtime as Kyle Connor into the Oilers zone. Down the right wing, he'll drive it to the net. And it was poked off his stick, and it's Nugent Hopkins coming out for Edmonton. Down the right wing. Into the Jet zone. Drops the puck to Hyman. He'll get to the middle. The backhand rebound. Scores! His 51st of the year gives the Oilers a 4-3 win in overtime, and that's career goal 200 for Zach Hyman. And the Edmonton Oilers get the win, 4-3 in overtime here in Winnipeg.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so Edmonton pulls it out. How about the call? 2.5 minutes in the game. We're going to bring Brendan Escott in right now. This is going to be a play that you can challenge next season. I got to tell you, from Cam and my broadcast location, and then the first, we did not get a full look on the replay. Come on. I mean, that's a call that could have decided that. And you know what? That might end up 1 point. Like, if the Oilers had beaten Vegas outright at home instead of losing a game last year at the end of the year, they would have had home ice advantage against Vegas. Little things matter. They have to, like, if they've put, let me ask you this, Brandon. If they put it in place that you can challenge it next year, why can't we just challenge it right now? If they recognize there's an issue with it, why aren't we challenging it?
Well, I don't have the answer to that. I'm not an owner or a GM or have any idea how that process goes about implementing something into the league. But I see what you're saying, and it's obviously something that you don't want to have happen in game one or worse, the last game of the playoffs. So even if it's something that you could get on board at that point, great. It's nice that it didn't cost the Oilers ultimately, but that was one heck of a final few minutes there to get it into overtime in the first place.
Here's Chris Knobloch in the game last night against Winnipeg.
I thought our game was pretty good. I don't like our first probably 5 or 7 minutes of the game, and probably, I don't know, about 3 minutes stretch there in the third period when they got the 2 goals. Other than that, I thought our team played really well and doing a lot of little things. You know, we had 40 plus shots on net, and you know, we got a power play goal, and the penalty kill was really solid tonight. So, you know, a lot of things to be happy about.
Oilers 5-for-5 in the PK. Darnell Nurse, who's played, I think he's over plus 20 in his career against Winnipeg, had this to say on games versus the Jets.
You know, it's two teams gearing up for what's hopefully a long, long end of the season here. So obviously, I think every time that we play against Winnipeg, there's a certain level of physicality that comes out, and they're a team that plays hard, and you got to come and match that, compete and effort when you come play.
And Nurse added some additional perspectives on the late penalty and kill.
No, we were losing it on the bench, obviously, for a little bit there. But we were able to collect ourselves and just play. And I think it gave us a little motivation that we wanted to kill it off, knowing that you know, we shouldn't have been out there killing. But at the same time, those are, you know, bang-bang plays that happen throughout the course of the season. And as a PK and as a team, no matter when it happens, you got to be able to go out there and get it done.
We asked Ryan Nugent-Hopkins post-game as well. He was our guest just on sitting in the box and that late penalty and the kill.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's worse that you didn't do it or that you did do it. Regardless, you're sitting in the box with 2 minutes left. Pretty stressful, but obviously massive kill, big saves when we needed them from Skinny. But, yeah, it's tough. I didn't feel like I got him. I thought at first he was going to call me for a hook or something. But, yeah, I mean, unfortunate, but the guys got the job done.
All right, so I'm going to throw that out there right now on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Should they just change? They're going to change the rule next year. It's challengeable. The moment the GMs decide, hey, we got to change this, it's a fault in our game, should they just put it in effect right away? It could have cost Edmonton 2 points last night. The Jets could have scored. I mean, Ottawa scored in the final 3 minutes on the power play. Of course, the Oilers got touched up for three goals courtesy of the Ottawa power play, 3-for-4 against Edmonton Sunday in a game that the Oilers dominated again last night. Edmonton played pretty well against Winnipeg. You tell me, should they make it an immediate change if it could end up impacting the course of things? And it could have. That could have been a 3-point swing between Edmonton and Winnipeg. Just think about that for a second. Ken Holland also, we sat down with him yesterday. Did an extensive interview. We ran it a little bit earlier, so if you didn't get a chance to hear it, Brendan's pulled a couple clips here. Here's Ken Holland on the Oilers team post-deadline.
Heading down to the trade deadline was to get deeper, more NHL players. Obviously, it started with the signing of Corey Perry, and at the deadline, we've got a righty and Carrick and a lefty and Andre, who both can take draws. They can play right wing, left wing. You know, Troy Stetcher is a guy that we played against the playoffs 2 years ago. Depth defenseman, gives us 7. And then between now and the end of the year, we'd like to give Broberg 2 or 3 games to see, so that Chris Knobloch can see where he's at.
There you go. And we talked about the fact that with the Oilers moving a lot of picks here the last couple of years, and there's been some criticism. Michael Kesselring, and a guy I'll give credit to here is Bruce Kerlock, told me about a year and a half ago, he said, "Stoff, I'm telling you, the Kesselring's going to be an NHL defenseman." I was like, and this is before he started scoring a bunch of goals in Bakersfield last year. But Edmonton has moved prospects and draft capital, and they're having to fill out their roster from different routes. And they signed Connor Unger out of Brock University. They signed James Steffen out of the Portland Winterhawks. And Edmonton got some good news on Noah Phillip electing to resume his pro career. Here's Oilers GM Ken Holland.
Noah had a real good year last year, and for personal reasons decided to take the year off from hockey. But the second half of last year in the American League was really on the upcome, and was becoming a real important player for Bakersfield. Great big man, 6'3", right shot center iceman. So re-signing Philp and then Unger in goal, Steffen. When you don't have a lot of draft picks, you've got to sign some people that are undrafted and put them in the American League and let them develop. And hopefully that one or two of these players are going to be Edmonton Oilers in 2-3 years.
519 in Edmonton. Good job, Brendan, pulling those clips. We're going to bring Brendan back in here. So here's the deal. They get the Kings tomorrow night. Who's the better matchup for Edmonton? L.A. or Vegas? Vegas has played them the last 2 years. We're not sure who's going to be in the lineup for Vegas. Oilers have beaten LA 2 years. It seems obvious, but is it? Is there something stylistically with that 1-3-1 that LA plays that can be challenging? The Kings have been up 3-2 and 2-1 in the playoff series the last 2 years. And now they have PL Dubois. Texas on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Would you rather see Edmonton play LA or Vegas? You tell me. I'm going to say that more people are going to pick the LA Kings. I'd say, you know, does it even matter? You just go play who you play? What do you think?
Well, I mean, to me, they present different problems because I feel like Edmonton's hatred for the Kings is a little deeper rooted, what with Leon's ankle a couple of years ago and that sort of thing. And I look at what Vegas has and I see just such a deep defense core that has probably gotten better since they last met in the playoffs. The goaltending in Los Angeles is a huge red flag. I don't know how that's supposed to hold up over a series. We've seen Big Save Dave come in and get it done against Edmonton for a game. Six or seven games is a completely different animal. So yeah. I think that there's a lot of reason why LA is a maybe more friendly matchup, but I think we'll probably see tomorrow night just what kinds of fits they can give the Oilers.
You know, the Kings have strength down the middle. That's the one thing that's got to be stated. When you're rolling Kopitar, Deneau, for me, that was the turning point for LA when they got Philip Deneau. He's a real good second-line center. Dubois, I'm not the biggest Dubois guy right now. He did have back-to-back 60-point seasons with the Jets. Did not play well for Todd McClellan, has played better for Jim Hiller. Vegas, if assuming they get Stone back for the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out. They know how to win. They played a bunch of playoff series the last several years. They've got a big, staunch, tough defense. The goaltending thing, you know what's crazy, Brendan? You talk about the LA Kings goaltending. Look at the save percentages of their Riddick's at 921, Talbot's at 917. I think if you look at goals saved above expectation, they're over plus 20. Like, the Oilers are like plus 7 with Skinner and Pickard. That's it. Now, they played the team last night that are like plus 40 with Hellebuck and Brassois, right? Like, that's the team that's had really the best goaltending in the league all season long, top defensive team in the league. I kind of look at what LA's done defensively as well, and I'm trying to figure out, how in the hell are they so good? Like, I mean that. Like, I look at those. They've spent $3.5 million in goal. Their Copley was $1.5 million. They got Talbot at $1 million, and Riddick is at $800,000. Like, they don't have anybody coming back out of those three. They're all UFAs at the end of the season. What's going to happen there is Matt Roy's a pending UFA at $3 million on the back end. He's going to be replaced by Brant Clark. Brant Clark's a top-flight puck-moving defenseman. He's going to be in LA's lineup next season. And they'll take that $3 million that they're spending on Matt Roy and add that to the goaltending. And they also got to get Byfield signed, by the way. He's coming into his own. It's 5:23 back in 2 minutes time with NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. James H. Brown Injury Lawyers has the Oilers Now Injury Report. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. It's this simple. James H. Brown gets you the best results. 250-plus years of experience. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, proud supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the University of Alberta Golden Bears. As we go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com, Edmonton owned and operated, and here's Brendan Escott.
Well, there's only two games tonight, but there's plenty of scoring enough in this opening one. We're not even 9 minutes through this opening frame of Buffalo and Ottawa, and the Senators on eight now, have a 4-0 lead. Oh my goodness, Devin Levi has taken over a net. Otherwise, you've got Boston and Tampa Bay going on in a little bit here as well. I think you mentioned this off the top, Bob, but former Oilers defenseman, now with Washington, Ethan Bear, entering the league's player assistance program. Vancouver has moved Thatcher Demko to the long-term injured reserve retroactively. That makes room for them to call up Archdeep Baines. St. Louis has lost forward Oscar Sundqvist for the rest of the year. He's a torn ACL there. Bakersfield starting a three-game road trip tonight in San Diego, and the Oil Kings will pick fifth in this year's WHL prospects draft. It's Everett picking first overall by way of Kamloops' first rounder that they acquired in the Olin Zellweger deal.
Well, I'd say that's worth it then, because they got a pretty good player, and he gave him a chance to win the Memorial Cup, didn't he?
He certainly did. Now, I think that Landon Dupont, who is the son of Mickey Dupont, a Kamloops Blazers
slam dunk,
probably would have ended up in Kamloops, but we'll see.
Somewhat similar player, by the way, to Zellweger. Skilled, undersized, puck-moving defenseman, right? He's a defenseman, isn't he, or is he a forward? Somebody correct me. I thought he was a D-man. Maybe I'm wrong. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors. Now I'm starting to second. Is it possible he's a forward? What does that mean? Reed, hop on.
He's throwing up a letter that is not an A.
Reed, you can come on in and.
He's D.
He is a. I thought he was a D too.
I got a right shot defenseman here.
There we go. Yeah, he's a
Which
D man. There he goes.
Explains why he's so highly sought after.
Oh yeah, he's good. All right, good stuff there. By the way, the injury report: the Oilers are completely healthy. The Kings lost Phoenix Copley's earlier torn ACL, a couple minor injuries. Grunstrom's out for them. He's been in a somewhat effective bottom six forward. Turcotte's missed the last couple of games with an upper body challenge as well. We're going to head off to Randy Kilburn with a global news weather traffic update. Elliot Freeman coming back up for Abe Star Service when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.